It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm asking myself the question, are my blessings bearing fruit? And I had this idea because I was in the grocery store the other day and I walk in and I notice the Thanksgiving trimmings and meal items are prominently placed in the store. And I leave out of there and I'm like, it's official. The holidays are truly upon us. And the one thing I have observed about myself over the years is that the closer I do walk with God, the less the holidays are about me and the more they really are about being a blessing to others. And I got to tell you, this is a full circle moment for me because that has not always been the case, but that's likely another B moment. But I think that King Solomon, certainly in his early years, is a good example of using your blessings to really be a blessing to others. And in 2 Chronicles 1:7, God appears to Solomon in a dream and he asks Solomon what he wants. And in verse 10, Solomon says, "Give me wisdom and knowledge so that I can rule my people properly." And, you know, because Solomon didn't make it about himself, because he didn't ask for personal wealth, or even the destruction of his enemies, God blesses him with what he asks for, the wisdom and knowledge, but he also blesses him with so much more. And so I think that's a good example of how God really wants us to make it not only about ourselves, but to ensure that our blessings are bearing fruit. The scripture today is Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. So today, I'm going to probably set one or two stretch goals for myself to see how my blessings are really bearing fruit. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.